All year long, we have gathered together. Every Tuesday, hundreds of students, hundreds of stories, hundreds of hopes, joys, struggles, hardships, hundreds of different lives gathered for the same purpose. To sing, to pray, to hear truth, to be in community, to serve, to be challenged, to be encouraged, to worship Jesus. We have gathered in Nagoya, Japan, and have seen God's goodness, revealing himself to students who had never heard the name of Jesus. We have gathered in Harmans, Jamaica, and seen a community empowered through a partnership of cultures to show that God is good. All year long, we have gathered together. From You Belong Here to Camp Veritas to Christmas Under the Magic Tree, from small groups and connection groups to Passion Conference to Veritas in the Gym. And as we gather for the last time this year, we raise a shout of praise because God is good.
Hello, Veritas. It's a blessing to see all of you guys this evening. If you're able, let's all stand so we can praise God. And help me by clapping your hands like this.
I'll praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure, and praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered, praise when surrounded. 'Cause praise is the water my enemies drown in. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I'll praise when I feel it, praise when I don't. Yeah. I'll praise 'cause I know. My praise is a weapon, it's more than a sound. Yeah, my praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Come on. I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true, praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. Said I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true, praise 'cause there's nobody greater. Thank you.
throughout this year, all the ways that God has been good. We've heard stories from you guys of the ways that you've seen God's goodness in your life this year. No matter what happened this year, we have a good God. In the good times and in the hard times, God is good. In the peace and in the chaos, God is good. In the celebrating and in the grief, God is good. We are here tonight because God is good. Amen. And so we're going to give thanks to our God. We're going to sing this testimony together. Let's sing with Chelly.
Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. But I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. Just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. He picked me up, turned me around. So long to my old friends. Burden and bitterness, you can't just keep it moving. No, you're not welcome here. Oh, from now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son.
Take a seat. Hey, I say this all the time, and the reason I say it, it's because it's true. I don't know what brought you here tonight. I don't know why you came or what's going on in your life, but I do know this. It's not an accident that you're here. It's not an accident that you're here tonight. God wanted you. God wanted you here tonight in the room. Whoever you are, whatever you believe, whatever you're doing, whatever you've done, whatever doubts and insecurities and imperfections, and Jesus wanted you here tonight. And because that's true, I believe that every single one of us will leave tonight changed. I think we're all going to leave tonight changed for the better.
Psalm 107, verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And when we were gathering and talking as a team about what we wanted to do tonight, that psalm just kept coming back to us over and over again. We give thanks, we praise, we worship God. Why? Because the psalmist says that God is good. And so that's what we're here tonight to do. We're gathered here together to recognize and thank and praise God for all the ways that God is good, for all the good that God is doing in our lives. I mean, just think for a second. Think about the good ways that God is providing for us. Think about the good ways that God is bringing healing to our lives, spiritually and physically. Think about the good ways that God is changing us. See, I've been talking to people over these last few weeks, and I think, I know, I hear the same thing over and over, story after story, all saying a version of the same thing. It's God is good. Lives are being changed. Lives are being changed in dorms and in Greektown, in apartments and on East Campus and downtown and all over Columbia. God is giving people healing and rest. People are finding redemption, new friendships, deeper friendships, peace, life, love in Jesus. And so we gather in with the psalmist. We say, oh, we have so much to be thankful for. Because God is good. God is so good. It's who he is. God is good. It's what he does. Good started with God. If we're honest, though, I think if we're honest, it doesn't always seem like that, does it? See, as I was thinking about this psalm tonight, I wanted to make sure that we didn't just gloss over the fact that sometimes life is hard. I said this a few weeks ago, if you were here at Veritas, I said, sometimes life is hard. Sometimes your life is hard, really hard. And sometimes when you're in the midst of the really hard, it doesn't really seem like God is really that good, does it? We start to have doubts and questions. Is he good? I can't see it. I'm struggling to believe it. We say it, but do we believe it? Sometimes it's hard, right? See, the interesting thing about this psalm that we're looking at tonight, it doesn't just gloss over the fact that sometimes life is hard. In fact, what Psalm 107 does is it gives us, if you keep reading in the psalm, it gives us four different pictures, four different things, hardships that God's people are going through. So I'm going to read some of them. Just listen. Psalm 107 says that some people, they wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. So it says that some people, the hardship in their life, they're wandering in a desert. They're hungry. They're thirsty. Their lives are just wasting away. That's not it, because down in verse 10, it says, some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains. So some are lost in the wilderness, wandering around in a desert, and some are alone in darkness, in chains. Some, it says, suffer affliction because of their iniquities. Others, it says, picking up in verse 23, some went out on the sea in ships, and while they're out on the sea, the Lord brings this massive storm, and they're in the midst of the storm, and it says that they reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. In other words, you just get this sense that they can't get their footing because they're in this massive storm, and they don't know what to do. Now, it's interesting, right? This psalm that starts with give thanks to God, for he's good. Thank God, praise God, worship good. He's good. His love endures forever. And then it goes on to depict people lost in a desert. Then it goes on to depict people alone in darkness. It goes on to depict people suffering and being caught in a storm at sea. See, it was true for them too. Sometimes life really is hard. And we need to acknowledge that sometimes life is hard because, well, in their case, because of their own choices, their sin. See, they doubted God's goodness. They thought they knew better until they realized they didn't. And in that moment of realization of we actually don't know better than God, what do? It says they cry out. And what does God do? It says he delivered them from their distress. He saved them from their distress. He rescues them from the grave. He brings them out of their distress. See, it says that God rescues them. He delivers them. He saves them. He brings them out. See, Psalm 107, it's not all happy-clappy, but it's not shy about the hard in life. But here's the best news. The hard in life is not the end of the story. It's not the end of the story. This is what, toward the end of the psalm, this is how it goes, picking up in verse 35. It says, God turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. There he brought the hungry to live, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased, which is to say, God changed their story. God changed their story. It's what he does. And so let me bring this back to you, just to fine point it. Let me bring it back to you. Because maybe your life is really hard right now. And maybe, honestly, you're here, but man, you're struggling with that phrase up on the screen, and you're struggling to say, yeah, God is good, because your life, it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like God is good. Or we've got doubts and questions about whether or not, because what it feels like for me in my life is that I'm wandering through a desert, or what it feels like for me in my life is that I'm alone in darkness. Or what I'm going through in life right now is pain and suffering. I feel like I'm caught in a storm. And of course, sometimes we're in those situations because of our sin and the choices we make, or because of the choices that others make, or sometimes it's just because we live in a broken world. See, what I want you to hear tonight, please hear this, God's not done with you. God's not done with your story. He can change your story. That's what he wants. It's not just that he can change it, it's that he wants to change it. Think about that. God can change stories, which means that God can change your story, and he wants to change your story if you let him. But you gotta let him. You gotta respond. You gotta cry out. You gotta say, Yahweh, I need you to deliver me, to rescue me, to save me. Nothing else, no one else, not myself. You. You and you alone can change my story. And speaking of stories, we asked our good friend Curtis to share a little bit about what God's doing in his life lately. So let's take a look at this video.
Going into high school, I didn't know Jesus. There was one person that I believed could help get me through the next 4 years, and that was my sister Kate. She is 3 years older than me, which meant I would take on a lot of high school without her. I didn't have friends, I was bullied by many of my peers, and I was at the height of a lot of health issues, like an autoimmune disease that affects my joints and organs. I was in the process of being diagnosed with narcolepsy. I couldn't get a handle on my migraines. And on top of all of that, I also have extreme anxiety and depression. When Caitlin left for college, I spent the remaining 3 years of high school just trying to get through each day. I was at the darkest point of my life. For the majority of high school, I contemplated taking my own life. And the only thing that kept me from going through with it was the pain that I knew it would cause for my family. When I came to college, I was still struggling with extreme depression and anxiety, and I still didn't know Jesus. I came into college with a negative opinion of people and their character based on the bad experiences that I had in high school. I was extremely skeptical. I didn't feel like anyone was worth connecting with because in my experience, friendships led to pain and disappointment. My sister invited me to Veritas. I'm not gonna lie, I had some bad initial experiences and I didn't wanna come back. But Caitlin wouldn't give up on me and continued to invite me here. It took time, but I started to notice the glimpses of goodness in the community that I was being brought into. I was challenged to truly give God a chance for the first time in my life, and I had seen what he had done for others, and I felt like maybe he could do that for me too. But it was hard. Life was a struggle. My mental health had improved some, but I still spent many nights in my dorm crying and wishing all of it would go away. It took the entire first semester of college to feel any sort of belonging. Something had changed in my heart. I felt different. I started allowing people in my life and growing a community. I was putting effort into my relationship with the Lord. It's by no means a perfect relationship, and I'm working to grow in it every day. And for the first time in a very long time, I am surrounded by friends that make me feel loved and cared for. My mental health is the best that it has ever been, and that is because of God's goodness. I have felt pain and hardships because God is good. I have seen my worst days, and I have seen my best days because God is good. I was brought into Veritas because God is good. I am graduating college because God is good. I have real, loving friends because God is good. I want to be alive because God is good. I know that there will still be pain and suffering in this life that I have been given. But I also know I'll experience love and joy and peace and hope, all because God is good.
God is good. Here's the thing. It's not just his life. It's in your life, in my life. And so we thought that it'd be a mistake to rush past this moment too quickly. It's interesting, the second verse of Psalm 107, it says this. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. I saw that and I'm like, yes, that's it. Let's tell our story. To who? To everyone. To ourselves, to others around us. Let's tell our story. If you grab in the baggie in front of you, there's a card. There's a couple, but one of them literally just says at the top, tell your story. And so here's what I want to do. There should be a pen in that bag, or if not, grab a pen from someone around you. Pull that card out, and we're just going to create some space. Music team's gonna keep playing. It's a busy time of the year. Lots of things going on. We don't wanna move past this moment. Because I think reflecting on things like this, it's important. It's important for us to reflect. What are the ways that we've seen God's goodness? What are the ways that you've seen God's goodness? What are the ways that God has been good to you, to your friends, to your family? And so I want you to just sit for a second and think and reflect. And I want you to write that stuff down. Where have you seen God's goodness? How has God been good to you this year? And then later tonight, there's a sticker on the back of that card. I want you to take that, rip it off, and go stick it to the God is Good board so that we have hundreds of stories of people telling the ways that God is good. Let's do that now.
justice and mercy, revival in our city. We wait for you, Lord. Christ our King, be enthroned, be lifted high. Oh, Christ our King, be forever glorified.
Veritas, let's stand together.
Your glory.
guys can have a seat. Hey, you know, if you've been around, you heard us at one point talk about something called the Discovery Class, which is just a class that we do, kind of that's how you become a member here at The Crossing. And one of the things about church membership is that baptism goes along with church membership. And at least that's what we believe here at our church. And so this latest round of the Discovery Class, so we had a couple girls who hadn't been baptized yet. And we thought, what better of an opportunity than to, on a night that we're here celebrating, praising, thanking God for all that God has done in our lives. We thought, what a cool opportunity. We've never done it. Let's try it. Let's baptize some people. You know, Christians have been baptizing for 2,000 years. In fact, it's one of the things that Jesus said to his disciples before he departed. He said, you know, go and teach about me and tell people about me and all that I've commanded, all that I've said. And he says, and as you do, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So this isn't just like perfunctory. We're not just going through the motions. It's not just this thing that we do. No, it's something that Jesus has commanded us to be baptized. Now, what is baptism? Well, baptism, it doesn't save us. It doesn't make us right with God. No, Jesus has already done that. Jesus has already rescued us. Jesus has already made us right with God in his death and his resurrection. See, it's interesting. Baptism isn't even primarily about us. Yes, our faith is a part of it. But that's not even the primary part of baptism. No, baptism is mostly a sign and seal of what God is doing, what God has done, what God is going to continue doing. It's a way of saying that God is faithful to his promises. And so when we baptize people, we're saying, yes, God is a God who keeps his promises. His promise to rescue and cleanse and save. So that's what we're going to do. Katie and Brittany, wherever you are, come on up. We're just going to baptize them. Yeah. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, say a little bit, and then we'll do it. So, Brittany.
Hi, I'm Brittany. I'm just really thankful that God has given me such a grateful and supportive community that they've led me to be here right now today. So I just want to thank him for that.
Thank you for that. All right, Brittany, right there. I have a question for you. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of sinners? And do you look to him alone for your salvation?
Yes.
It's going to be cold. Brittany, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Katie. The past year has been so amazing, and like I feel like I've grown a lot in just knowing him, and I've got to see him give me just like the most amazing people in the whole world to be friends with, and I'm so thankful for that.
Katie, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of sinners, and do you look to him alone for your salvation?
Yeah.
Katie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hey, don't leave. They weren't supposed to leave. I'm going to pray, so I was supposed to pray for them. But you can stay down there. It's fine. Let's pray. Jesus, we just give you great thanks. We give you praise for all that you're doing, all that you've done, all that you'll continue to do in Brittany and Katie's lives. What good news it is that we don't have to save ourselves. We don't have to rescue ourselves. That in fact, there's nothing that we can do to get right with you. You've already done that on our behalf. And we just get to receive What grace, what mercy, what a gift it is to receive your love that endures forever. And so we pray for these two and everyone here that we would continue to walk in faithfulness to you, not to earn anything, but out of a response to your love for us. Oh, Jesus, help us to do that all the days of our lives. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
You have one unheard message.
I've seen God's goodness by showing me that even the hardest of struggles can be overcome through Him.
God has been so faithful and intentional in the people that He's brought to our small group and just the conversations that we've been able to have there.
I was depressed. I had no friends. I was ready to drop out of college and just give up, but God put the most amazing people into my life, and every time I'm with them, I get so overwhelmed with just joy and love and thankfulness, because without God putting them in my life, I'm not sure where I would have gone, what path I would have ended up. So I thank God for them every day.
This past year, I've experienced a debilitating chronic illness. I have never gone through anything like it in my life, and it's been very hard not to lose faith as I've seen my body fail me and my daily life change in so many ways. And after 10 months, I got the call I've been waiting for, that my labs came back clean and the infection is gone. God is so great, and He sees me and He hears my prayers, and He's been working in my life to heal me. And the best thing to come out of this is Him, His power, His strength, and His love for me.
God has really been good, and a lot of times whenever it's unclear, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know that God is good at the end of the day.
I'd say life's been pretty easy, and I kind of just coasted by for a while. And once I started living on my own and came to college, everything changed. My parents got divorced. My family member died. And it just seemed like everything was going really bad. But at the same time, I was finding God, and I would not quit. And through hardships and struggles, I've learned to love God more, and I've learned to just love those around me. And I'd say that it's all thanks to God. And yeah, so yeah, every day I just want to praise God for all He's done in my life. Amen.
So good, with every breath that I am. man, I love this night. This is just every year, this is an amazing night. It's absolutely one of my favorite things that we do because I just love this opportunity to stop and really pause, like genuinely pause and celebrate how genuinely good God is. Like all these stories, all the voicemails, the videos, the baptisms, man, it overwhelms me. Like I can't take it all in at once. And it's just a beautiful thing to get to celebrate with you all. And so I look forward to this night, the end of the year, all year. I look forward to the last Tuesday all year because we get to look back, because we get to do this together. But I know that some of you, this isn't just like the end of the year for you. For some of you, this is your last night here at Veritas. And so for just a minute before we wrap up tonight, I wanna take a minute, a second, to really point out some of the people who we love so very much. And I am talking about the people who are graduating, who are moving on, who are going and getting jobs and maybe heading to new cities, whatever it is. I'm talking about you guys who are starting a new chapter of life pretty soon. So if you are a senior or if you're graduating, I know I just told you to sit down, but will you do me a favor and stand up if that is you? Hey guys, so fun. I love it. Very exciting. And you might hate this attention, but just stay standing for a minute. And I want us to just look around the room and notice some of the people who quite genuinely have like helped shape what Veritas has become the last couple years. And I will cry at some point, so we're just gonna power through, but I think I'm okay for now. So here's the thing, like some of you have been here since the fall of 2020, when we had just moved off of campus to the Crossing because of COVID, and we were all wearing masks, and we spent so much time outside. It was super duper weird, to be honest, to be very frank, it was a weird time. But I look back on that semester with a lot of fondness because it laid this awesome foundation for 4 amazing years with you guys. And the thing is, like, maybe it doesn't really matter how long you've been here. You know, you guys are the ones who have really stuck through a lot of change with us. You have served people and loved on people so well. And I think our staff team, but everybody in this room, we've just been really blown away by the ways that we have watched your love for Jesus really grow over the years, over the time with us. And so it doesn't matter, you know, like maybe you started coming to Veritas last semester, or maybe you've done your whole college experience with us, but regardless, we just want to say you are such a vital part of our ministry, and whew, we love you guys. We adore you so much. I'm going to keep going. I can do this. But this is just who I am. So now you guys know. I think the really cool thing, though, about this is as much as we have loved our time with you, I think genuinely, like, we're as excited or more excited for what we think God is going to do with you guys and what he wants to do with your future. Like, we're really confident that the ways that you have blessed people already and the ways that you are part of his story, he wants to do really big things with you in the future. And so we just want to remind you that, like, as you go on to whatever it is, whether it's, I mean, some of you are staying in town, which makes us happy, and some of you are doing new things in new cities, whatever it is, we just want to remind you that God is with you, right? He is present with you, and he's calling you into a life with him. See, I genuinely, what we want more than anything, legitimately more than anything, is that you guys hold fast to who Jesus is and that you just continue loving him for the rest of your life. Like, that's our goal. We want that for you. And so I'm gonna pray over you guys. We're gonna pray for you as you guys kind of get sent out onto this new chapter of life. So here's what we're gonna do. Everybody now, stand up. And if you are close to a senior or you want to be close to a senior, just reach out, put your hand on somebody, put your arm around them, bear hug them, I don't really care, whatever you want to do. And if you need to move to do that, I'm going to give you a second, and then I'm going to pray. Okay, here we go. Jesus, I thank you for these students who we've just gotten to do life with over the last couple years. We're so thankful for them. We're thankful for the ways that you have woven our lives together, that we've gotten to be friends with them, that we have watched them grow, learned from them, served alongside them, just been a part of the joy of community with them. So we thank you for that. And now as they go on and carry on the story that you have written for them, we just pray that you would be reminded of who you are, that they would really cling to you in whatever this next phase looks like. We pray that you would help them trust in your goodness, in your trustworthiness, in unchanging love for them, and just the beautiful plan that you have for them. We ask that you would give them things like protection and a lot of joy in this new season. Be with them in hardship and just honestly bring them in to all that you have for them. God, we ask that they would live for you. We ask that they would make your name known, that their life would be a testament to who you are, and that they would glorify you for the rest of their days. God, we love them so much, and we love you. And it's in your son's name we pray. Amen. Okay, stay standing. We're going to finish out one song together. Let's go.
All right, last one of the year. Let's make it count, huh? I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. Alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my truth till I met you. You called my name. Your freedom is all that I know. The old man knew Jesus when I met you. Oh, what a day when you called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into
this song. reminds me of a little story from the Old Testament. It's just a little story. It's where God's people are speaking to God and saying, we have no hope. It feels like our bones are dry. And God replies to them by saying this. He says, my people, I am going to open up your graves. I am going to bring you out of them. And then you will know that I am the Lord. You are my people. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again. See, we were dead in our sins, but Jesus rescued us, set us free from sin and death, brought us out of darkness into light, has given us life. That is the good news. That is our good God. And so let's sing this together. Let's tell the story of God's goodness. You ready? One, two.
Let's go. I needed rescue, my sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, but you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing, now you're
so much. So thankful for you. So glad we got to have this night together. I want to leave you tonight with this blessing from the Old Testament book of Numbers. Maybe you know it. It goes like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Hey, make sure you put those God is good things out there on the board. Tell your story.